good to have you back here. A lot of, it's a political year, and it means, as I have explained to you, you cannot overlook the smaller races, because the smaller races are huge insofar as, people that we have to look for in the future, and those small, like school boards, of course, very important, and county commission, very important, as I've explained to you, and city council and all of it. Monica Yutuma is running for the Oakland County Commissioner in Michigan, born and raised in Michigan to Iraqi immigrants. She runs a small business, also founded the group Parents Against Mandates, PAM. She's running because over the last year, she has realized just how important local government is. Monica, good to have you.
Hey, Steve. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
So how long have you been here? When did you immigrate?
I was actually born here. My parents immigrated here, so I'm first generation born right here in Michigan.
Excellent. Well, good to have you. Glad your parents came
Thank
here.
You.
So,
Me
you
too.
Know, I've talked about the importance on many occasions of the smaller races, the races for things like school board or for a county commission and so forth. You obviously feel the same way. So tell me, what motivated you to get involved?
Yeah, it was just, there was so much frustration stemming from the restrictions, the lockdowns, the mandates. And then, at some point, as you know, Michigan became unrestricted, right? So we could move around freely again without masks and the different restrictions. Well, that was for everybody except the kids. So they sent the kids back to masks, and I contacted the health department, and I couldn't really get an answer. And I just wanted to know, what was the science behind this decision? What was the data that was driving it? And I just couldn't get a straight answer. So I was told, you need to contact your local legislators and your board of commissioners, because they fund the health department and everything goes through them. Well, so I did that, and that's kind of how the ball started rolling, because when I would go to the commissioner meetings, they were didn't really care what we had to say, and we were completely ignored. But it was in that moment that I realized how important local government is, but especially our Oakland County commissioners.
Well, right, because the county commissioners set the tone. And again, when we drove by the schoolhouse, which is an example I've used for a long time, we just thought they were doing the right thing in there. Thought they were teaching kids what we were taught about America and the Constitution, so on and so forth. And then we learned later, no, that's not at all what they've been teaching kids, is it?
Oh, no, not at all. They've been finding really good ways to embed CRT and DEI and into the curriculum, and then disguising it as SEL, which is social emotional learning, and just kind of giving it these names where they kind of spin the names and use like these nice buzzwords to make us think, oh, our kids are learning these great things. But really what our kids are being taught is really causing a lot of divisiveness. So it's not good at all.
Well, exactly right. So and I want you to tell me this. Monica Yutuma here, she's running for the Oakland County Commissioner. I think she's like a lot of people these days who looks at what's happening closer to home and says, I can't sit and watch anymore. I have to roll up my sleeves. I have to be involved. I think that's what I get out of the conversation here. What do you expect are the most pressing issues for your county, and therefore probably pressing issues for many of the 83 counties in Michigan?
Yeah, and that's exactly how it started. I said that, it's time to roll up my sleeves, get involved. And some of the most pressing issues, I would say, definitely right now is the spending. A lot of reckless spending on very just far left policies, right? So the Democrats are just pushing what's on their agenda without any concern for what constituents actually want. So I think right now, and a lot of, politicians, it's kind of like tunnel vision. They just have a list of line items and they want to push this and this and that and, focus on climate change and the kind of stuff that aren't really important to us. We want to focus on helping our small businesses. What's going to put money back in our pockets? I mean, sure, it's no secret to anybody. The economy is just no good right now, and that goes for our local economy.
And that's exactly true. But what can you do at the commission level to impact the economy?
Yeah, absolutely. So the commission, at least in Oakland County, has about $1 billion that goes through their hands. So they pass resolutions based on where they want to spend the money in Oakland County. So, for example, right now they're spending it on initiatives like DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, climate change, more low-income housing, smart bus initiatives. Those are the things we don't need to be spending money on right now. We need to just take what we have and fix what we have and use it, and use that money to help put money back in the pockets of small business owners. So if we help our small business owners, we can help our economy flourish, right? They can hire more people, they can put more money back out into the streets, and we can put more money back into the pockets of constituents. And we want to focus on what's important. The commission can also help because they fund the health department. So they can put restrictions on the health department and say, hey, we want choice for our families in Oakland County. We don't want them to be forced into masking or forced into doing anything.
And, you know, right now, one of the things that there was so much money passed around, whether you agree with it or not, it's still flying around, that came from, COVID relief deals signed by President Trump, signed by President Biden. Then you've got money that's flying out from the opioid deal that Michigan gets millions and millions of dollars. Much of that money goes to local places like your county. So, I mean, there's just money flying around everywhere. We need to prioritize it, not squander it, and make sure that it gets used for long-term intelligent projects. Real quickly, Monica, tell folks where they can find out more about you.
Yeah, you can find out more about me if you go to www.voteyatooma.com, and Yatooma is Y-A-T-O-O-M-A, and you can get all the information there about me that you're looking for.
There you go. Monica, I wish you well, because we need people to get involved. Don't stand there and bump your gums and complain. Roll up your sleeves. Go to work. That's what America's about, and I appreciate you being part of it.
I appreciate you, Steve. Thank you so much for having me.
There you go. Have a great day. A quick break. I'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.